Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Brooklyn side.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley, and it was a late, bad night. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening with you?
You're good at keeping perspective. It's important to try to do. I was in the tunnel after that game, walking downstairs, and there was a member of the front office, and kind of just... One thing you learn in my line of work is when you see those guys, you kind of just give them silence. You don't try to, after a game like that, they don't want to talk. You know what I mean? Like, like we're just, I see you, little head nod, keep it moving.
But they knew they let one go.
The exact response was, we bleeping gave it away.
Yeah, you gave it away. And the same thing else I know, Lanfield had, I think he asked a question last night, what is the worst loss this year? I wouldn't say it's the worst.
Really?
I'd say the worst loss was that Green Bay loss. Nobody did anything right in that damn game.
Yeah.
So when you look at a game like that, when you do nothing right at all, you know, that's bad to me. Because there's no way you practice that long and you play like they did against Green Bay. Last night, there were good things in that game. Hey, Luke got a damn third touchdown in a row. I'm loving that now. Jalen Lane on up the sideline. The thing about it is, we always talk about it. I think it's thrown away when people say it. Everything becomes cliche in football. Well, oh, win the turnover battle. Win in the trenches. You didn't win the turnover battle. And that's why you lost that game.
100%.
As simple as that. Like, even with two turnovers, just go down, control the ball, you win a football game. It could have taken time off the clock. You know, we can go and start dissecting what things could happen better. But a lot of times when they got the ball back with time and they could take some off, they came out with a quick, like a pass or something on first play. Now you're behind the chains. Now now the defense knows about what you're going to run. So some things have to change up a little bit, but they got to always remember, this game, as it gets tighter, that's when you got to concentrate more. You got to take care of the little things.
I don't think... I can't imagine, really, that a lot of folks, when they got the ball late in that game with what seemed like an opportunity for a good drive, go down the field, maybe you kick a field goal to seal it up. Yeah. You know, you're only up two at that point. Or maybe even score a touchdown. Mm-hmm. I want to be crystal clear. Jaden Daniels, after the game, took full responsibility for the fumble.
Yeah.
Which he should. He said he lost focus on the snap. If you watch it back... He never had the ball coming in on the snap, let alone the handoff.
Yeah.
The wet ball stuff is silly. Both teams had a wet ball.
Both teams had wet ball. I'll say this. It's a lot of stuff when you're all that different little thing. Like, one of my guys on my little text thread hit me and said, man, Don't you think it would have been much better just putting him on the center at that point? Yeah, after, you know, we can, everybody, revisionist history, we can say a lot. Probably would have been.
I don't disagree with that, but that's also the league, dude.
It's the league.
I mean, the league runs but out of pistol, out of shotgun.
They run out of pistol,
time.
But when you got, look, nobody's going to say the wet ball. But you know what? The wet ball does cause problems.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. My stance is, how many games has Jaden won for this team late? And if you want to say Jaden lost it last night, okay. That's what he said.
He said that.
We've reached a stage with a second-year quarterback. I mean, that's probably what his... He started every game last year, right? So that's 17.
He missed a couple. Missed one, didn't he?
He came out, but he started them.
He started the next one, too?
The ones he came out, like the Panthers he came out, the Cowboys he started. I believe he started all 17 last year. But, so 17 last year and now 4 this year, I think. So that's, call it 20 games roughly.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably won them, I don't know, 15? You know what I mean? Where it's like, you can directly attribute his play. Last night, he had a tough game. The pick he was just late on, I don't think he saw the safety. If that ball comes out earlier, probably is a touchdown to Debo. Thank you, Jeffrey. The fumble at the end is really unforgivable. I can't imagine he's going to forgive himself, knowing Jaden. But you
He'll
always
get past
say,
it.
Yeah, I think he gets past it by Dallas. But you always say turnovers are one thing, but when you turn the ball over,
and
for them to have that fumble in that situation. It was really disastrous. You know what I mean? Like, they everything set up for them to kind of steal a game because Chicago, the way I looked at this game last night, you had two teams kind of playing hot potato, trying to give the other team the win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Chicago did a whole lot to try to give Washington the win. And it was, who's going to make the last bad play? And this time it was Jaden.
Yeah, yeah.
It was,
And no one ever expected or suspected that.
No.
You know, and I think, but that's football. And I think when you look at football overall, we listen to what they say, we watch them, and we expect perfection. The coaches and players know they won't get perfection. And you're going to have those type of plays around in your career in a season. But will they make what they define you, or will they make or break you? You get what I'm saying?
Totally.
And I think they're like Bill with the fumble last night, and you see it's two games in a row, and people will go, oh, man. But in a sense, they were two totally different fumbles. You know what I mean? The one last night, he'll learn. When I'm spinning in this traffic, I got to put the other hand on the ball. The one when he had in L.A., he was on his way down, and they were able to get the ball. You know what I mean? You got to learn to just protect it in different ways. Jaden, everything he said last night, you know, I just shook my head like, okay. Because this dude is not trying to BS nobody. He's telling you exactly what he feels and what he thinks, and he moves forward from it. And Santana and I last night doing the show, and, you know, Tanner, the coolest dude in the world, he was like, B, I'm not even mad. I'm like, he said, because, bruh, we had it, but, you know, you can't turn the ball over. He said, as simple as that. We always talk about turnover battles, and it gets thrown to the right. And I'm sure that a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, they say that every week. That ish makes a difference.
Point for sure.
Blank. Yeah.
For sure. I think it was that's a really frustrating loss. I think Washington put themselves in position to steal it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But there are things individual to that game that are problematic, but you kind of think they exist in a vacuum, in a silo. Like, Jaden, that was his first pick of the season, first turnover of the season, then to have the fumble late.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, exists in a vacuum. That was one weird, bad game that he turned the ball over.
Yeah.
Bill fumbling twice in 2 weeks, I'm not sure that's a silo thing. That you wonder if there's a question there.
I don't think you make it into a question. I mean, like I said, it's two separate ways of what happened. I don't think it's a big deal at this point. You know, Because we look at the problem with today, we look at everything based off of statistics and analytics. Oh, 2 in 2 weeks. Okay. But look at how they happen. And then you can he can correct that. He you know, if he learns from it and puts the focus on it, he can correct it real quick. Now, if he doesn't pay attention to it, he's going to have a damn problem.
For sure. Correctable, sure. Can't happen again. Like, it's already at the, like, if he puts another one on the ground in Dallas, it's like, oh boy. You know what I mean? Like, that thing has multiplied. I think, dude, because of the butterfly effect of football games, if you will, Matt Gay doinking that field goal late in the second quarter. If that's good,
yeah,
then you get late in this game and it and Caleb has to get a touchdown.
Yeah.
Not a field goal. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
And Gay has had a couple good games in a row now. I believe he made 8 in a row.
Yeah.
But that miss yesterday was brutal. And it was a 51-yarder. 51-yarders have become routine in the NFL.
They become routine, but I think the difference between media and fans, coaches can't just be that coach is going to also say this guy just hit 8 in a row.
He's not going to say,
he's going to just look at the one last night. And I understand it. And listen, I'm human just like anybody else. When you see it, you go, what the hell? Because you see so many people making them. But what you going to go get? Who are the other people out there? I think that's the main thing. When you start thinking about letting someone go at this moment and bringing somebody in, the guy that you're trying to bring in probably ain't going to be as good as it. Be better than that dude as you're going to let go.
I agree with that, too.
It'd just be changing up, changing faces.
I agree with that, too.
Yeah.
But that's something that they created by not having competition for a staff that talks about competition all the time. And you might be entirely right. That general, like, the other part of this that I think is lost, and, you know, it's a next man up league, and I understand all that. Offensively, they're just depleted, man. Yeah. Like, they ran that 13 personnel a lot, right? Mitch pointed this out on the podcast last night. They ran that 13 personnel a ton, and you have one wide receiver out there.
Yeah.
More often than not, it was Chris Moore. And yep. Chris Moore had a decent game last night.
Chris Moore played okay last night.
Second half, you know, he had a ball hit him in the helmet. It wasn't been the easiest catch, but you like to think he makes that catch.
Mm-hmm.
But the touchdown grab was a hell of a grab. But, like, they're depleted offensively. If you think about their playmakers going into the season, what you thought you'd have. I think this team misses Eckler a lot. Clearly, Terry McLaurin not playing is impacting them. Even Noah Brown, to a lesser degree, is a good, big, physical outside receiver. Not having those guys makes an impact. And none of this is excuse-making because the reality be a few things that do not exist in a silo at all.
Mm-hmm.
These slow starts. It was 13-0 last night.
And they have to correct that. That's the only thing that, well, I left the game with two major hurdles. Turnovers and that.
The turnovers, absolutely, right?
But turnovers the slow starts are consistent. The slow starts, I don't know. It's like you can't put your finger on it. And I'm sure Dan is probably, I'm about to say scratching his head, but he ain't got no hair just like me. he's probably as perplexed as I am. Why? You know, because this was a team that didn't start like that for the most part all last year. And there are players that you look at them and you're like, okay, they're going to motivate this team. I don't know if people are waiting for someone to show up to be that guy. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think if you are there and you're in a uniform, be the guy. Stop waiting. You know, I've said it and I know that everybody talks about leadership and being a leader. You don't have to be, look, there's nothing in the book that says you have to wait this amount of years to become a leader. If you are, you are. And you just have to show up, lead, and start making plays. Because one thing about being a leader, you can't be being a leader if you're not doing a damn thing on the field. Somebody's going to have to get it done because right now, it's like they don't start doing until somebody, like they feel like they're being beat. And you got to come out the mindset that I'm already down. Let's go with it. You know, because once they get hit in the mouth, they know how to respond. Just that's like, remember the dude, the big old dude used to let the trainer slap him in the face all the
time? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let somebody slap the hell out of you. Be hitting them out. And then come out there with an attitude or something, because I don't know what that is. They got to fix that.
So the couple things to me that are deeply concerning, the slow starts, they were trying to say they were just on the road, but last night was at home. And shout out to that crowd and to kind of the pregame ceremony show, whatever you want to call it. The crowd was awesome. That place was packed.
Yeah.
The national anthem performance by the singer from the Navy was phenomenal. It was just a really cool visual with that giant flag and the wind blowing. Like, there is zero reason for that game to start slow.
Yeah.
And offensively, I mean, you know, the first drive, Washington's defense was just getting gashed. They kind of buckle up down in the red zone, mm-hmm. give up three. Then Jaden throws the pick on the first drive when Washington had a pretty decent drive going. To open a game, pick fumble is about as bad as it can
like
go.
This, I'll use this analogy. You know, you always see the heavyweight championship fight, they say where they're filling each other out.
Yeah.
What I notice in games is we filling people out, but they throwing haymakers. You get what I'm saying? We got to learn to – this team is not trying to fill us out. They are showing us off the bat what they're going to do. And we have to go from thinking, okay, the first round we're going to come out there and just like bob and weave and knock the hell out of somebody early. You know, it's an analogy. But the ultimate thing is we go out there trying to find out what their game plan is. They come out, they don't give a damn what ours is. They know what they're trying to do.
Well, that's my other concern. Last night, Chicago came into this game with the worst rushing defense in the league. Now, granted, they get linebacker T.J. Edwards back.
Yeah, but they had eight in the box like a mug.
Then throw it on them.
Yeah, you got to come with a game plan off of that. And I think we still
felt they couldn't run the ball for bleep last night. And then defensively, I mean, they got gashed. DeAndre Swift finished 14 for 108. He had the one long one.
He's gassed him last year.
Dude, I don't know what was more concerning last night, the inability to run the ball or the inability to stop the run. But you and I always joke about it. As much as everybody likes to make football a really complex game,
it's easy.
When you lose the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, it's really hard to win.
Football is about running and stopping the run. If you run the ball and you can stop the run, you win football games. I know everybody with fantasy all wants to see somebody throw the ball around the damn yard. Still, old school football mindset will win games for you. If your guys are tougher at the point of attack and your guys can push people back, you're going to win. I'm talking about your big guys. If your big guys are getting pushed back, I don't care who you have at your skill position and everything else, you're going to lose. Buffalo, they lost last night.
Yeah.
Why? They were getting whipped at the offensive line and defensive line positions. Still, look, these quarterbacks, yes, we give them all the love, all the glory. They can't win by themselves. I said, I know people probably didn't turn their nose up at it, most dependent position in all the sports. And although we say, yeah, they make people better, they can't do a damn thing without somebody helping them.
It was it's a really, really bad loss, and they were in position to steal a win, frankly, even with two turnovers, inability to run the ball or stop the run, and then the last turnover just broke them. You just 3 minutes left in a tight game where you're driving to ideally get a go-ahead field goal. You can't put the ball on the ground there.
You can't, but it's not an automatic that team needs to go down and score either.
Defense could have gotten a stop. Chicago got that ball at their own 44. So if you get a three and out there, you're getting the ball back with a chance to win it again. They couldn't do that. It was, really, really just disheartening. We're going to open these phone lines up at 11, let everybody chime in. You're now 3-3. I mean, just the table was set last night to win that game, tie Philly for the division lead in the East, and they just – so
Chicago, everything is still in front of them, though.
Chicago gets first to 10 at the 44. It's a 2-yard run for Swift. Payne makes the tackle. Then they run it again, 3-yard gain. Payne again makes the tackle. So it's 3rd and 5. It's a 2-minute warning. At this point, you got all your timeouts left. get a stop there, and you're right back in it. Because Chicago, I think, would have to punt unless it was a fourth and short. And Loveland, the tight end, the rookie tight end that's largely done nothing for Chicago, is able to get open, 6 yard gain, first down. Mm-hmm. And it was like, honestly, in that moment, it almost felt like they were like, ah, we're cooked. Because Swift is then able to run a 10 yard run and then a 15 yard run, which made the field goal just easy pickings for Moody. It was, they had blocked a field goal earlier in the game. The refs were terrible in this thing.
Well, going into that game, we knew that.
Right. And I think the refs had an outsized impact on the Bears, frankly. The illegal formation call that cost them that Rome Odunze touchdown. Like, Washington had a chance to steal a win. And I think last year they did that. Last night they did not. The turnover at the end is just an absolute killer. The turnover at the end, I don't think, happens 9 times out of 10. Last night was the one, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of the stuff that happened, I think, are real problems that this team needs to address. I don't know that you find an answer in mid-October. But
oh, you can find an answer.
They damn sure better try. We're just getting warmed up. We are going to talk to John Bates today. Keep these phones open. Fred Smoot's going to join us at 1 o'clock. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Ryan Mitchell here. FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, Pete. Simple question for you.
Well, Jeff playing a song right here. Can you answer this? Can you stand the rain? After it was raining last night in that game, Jeff, this is a perfect song right here. I don't know if I can.
Are you guys covered where you do your show?
Yeah. But Jay, didn't make a difference. That wind was blowing through that thing like it was a damn wind tunnel.
Yeah.
And it had the little misty rain.
Yeah, it was coming
sideways, dog. So didn't make a difference. Logan roll over there with no sleeves on.
I saw.
Yeah, but he had them little chill bumps.
Yeah.
Yeah. You cold, damn it. Don't be trying to make you like you're so tough. If you wasn't cold, you wouldn't have those little goosebumps popping up.
It was pretty miserable. I mean, I was out there. I had live hits all afternoon. It seemed like the weather stopped at kickoff but came back in like the fourth quarter. I do not believe weather is why they fumbled. Do you?
No.
Jaden said. He's like, I just lost concentration on it.
Yeah, and see, that's exactly how you handle it. I messed up.
Right.
And you move forward. But people still want to say, well, the rain. No, the man just told you he lost concentration. Move forward. I think in these situations, the football player mindset might be what we need to go on. Because what they are taught is to get past it, get over it, and move on to the next. But the whole thing is, player can tell us what it is. We're going to still tell you what we think the player is trying to say.
Right.
They went to a game. They did what they know they're not supposed to do, lose the turnover battle, and they lost the damn football game.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you have three. You're minus three in turnovers. Like, you're just not gonna win. It's just really not going to happen. And I think we're not really used to that,
at all.
Definitely not used to Jaden making a mistake in that kind of moment. It's weirdly like unheard of at this point.
When I heard it last night, heard him talking in the press conference, I smiled. Because it took me back a few years back when there was another quarterback, no situation.
Sure.
What you think he would have said last night?
Probably not the same.
Yeah, so,
hey. It's funny. I was talking with one guy after Jaden, and he's like, man, don't you want him to be more pissed off? And I was like, I don't. Being pissed off, some of that stuff's performative. Like, it doesn't really matter. Jaden was plenty pissed off, but he just kind of keeps his composure in those situations. And I think, specifically, I want to ask you, B, about the slow starts. What do you make of the slow start? How do you fix it? Whose fault is it?
I can't make nothing of it because I've watched this same team with the majority of the players that are on it that were on it last year. They didn't have that. I'm kind of dumbfounded at what's going on. I know Dan motivates and promotes the hell out of get these guys ready to go. I know there are players on the team like they may be low key guys, Jaden and also Bobby, but those guys are highly competitive guys. But when we go and they go on the field and things just start, so I don't know what the hell is going on. I don't know if it's something you could talk about, whatever, or is it just something has to click. You know, like somebody sent the text this morning in another text stream I'm on saying, like, they played well and you start seeing things getting better. They're starting to have a little bit more confidence in themselves, younger people and other people together as a whole. Could it be they just... Last year, what they did was something so great. Are people just afraid to just let it go and see if they can be that again? Or people don't think they can do it again? You know what I mean? Like, sometimes when you've seen what's capable, it makes you nervous, you know? And the way you get over nervousness is just drop every damn thought you have and just go let it hang out and go for it. You know what I mean? I think they got to just go. Hell, we was like saying, Luke got to start showing us something. Has Luke shown you something in the last 3 weeks?
Yeah.
So
he still doesn't get a ton of targets, but he's making them count.
He don't have to get a ton of targets. When it counts, he makes it happen. And what happens with that is you start trying to find more targets for him.
Sure.
Okay, we saw Lane go up the sideline. I was like, damn, who the hell is that? He was flying.
Yeah, it was a great move, too.
When you see those things happening, those young guys are getting a lot more confident. And then you start to, like, for me, I have to pinch myself and pull myself back from thinking when 17's back and number one is even more healthy and you got those guys now with some experience, the possibilities. You get what I'm saying? And I don't want to get ahead of anything. I want to just see the next game. But when I see those things, it makes you start to wonder a little bit.
Just a really disappointing, honestly, I would not have seen it go that way. But, dude, let's be real on, I mean, at various times, they started way too slow, obviously. But even when they went up 24-16, so they get up 8. And there are some that argue you go for 2 there to make it 9. Even if they go for 2 there and get it, then it's 25-25 at the end of this thing. But, dude, you have that really good drive. 6-play, 63-yard drive. Jaden finds Ertz for the touchdown. You have an 8-point lead with, I don't know, 10 to play in the fourth.
Yeah.
Play a little defense.
Yeah.
How about the DeAndre Swift catch for 55 yards?
Yeah.
The tackling on that was a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, you had guys just push them out of bounds. That was a joke.
That, you know, 100% pisses me off.
Yeah.
The tackling aspect, this team and people around the league, I hate that. And I guess that you wonder why I kept about tackling so much. Because I can tell you like this, when I was playing ball, that weak-ass attempt to push somebody and bump somebody would have never took me down. And I would have loved it. So, but I know if a guy grabbed me and wrapped up, you know what I thought about? Let me go down before the second person come to hit. Let me go down before the second person come in and go low and hurt me. So when you wrap up, I went down. So I don't know. Listen, there have been a lot of strong dudes in the NFL. Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, they all squat over 600 pounds. I did too. But when you got a 200-pound dude wrapped around your waist or around your ankles, your ass going down. You're not going to keep running. And damn sure not full speed. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So until guys learn, look, grab and hold on till somebody come. But you just pushing somebody, that stuff don't work. That is pathetic. And listen, I know that those players always get all types of little fine things going on. I suggest, leaders of the defense, if you bump somebody, push somebody, forearm somebody, and they don't go down, fine their ass $100 every time it happens. They'll stop doing it. And I know maybe, $100 ain't nothing. No, $100 is something to anybody when I got to pay a fine. When there's a fine, the price doesn't make a difference. It's the fact that you're paying a fine.
The tackling stuff is remarkably terrible, and that play specifically was, I mean, just, that's about as important of a spot to have something like that go down as you can imagine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah, there's a question this guy. I just got this question from Jim from Rude. I think it's Jim from Rude. Yeah. He says, slow start or mistakes at the start? Because you look at last night, you had an interception and a fumble. They were going in to score on that first one. The other games where you get the ball on first down and you lose yards. So is it a slow start per se, they're coming out not ready to play, or they're coming out and they're not executing early? You know what I'm saying? I can go with that. I think if we look at the game against Atlanta, our first play was trying to jet sweep and we lost 2 yards to Debo. The game in Green Bay, I think we also went 1-2-3 out.
I do agree with you. The Green Bay loss was worse because they just looked completely hapless.
But like the first drive was 3 and out, and I don't think we might have not gained but 2 or 3 yards, if that. Probably lost yards. So could it be that our first play stuff has to be a little better? Something where, you know, when you got a shooter in basketball, what they tell them? Get the first layup, get it to drop, and then everything start falling.
Right.
How about just a little quick pop to the tight end? A little drop back, the running back go and hook up and hit him for 6 yards. You move the ball, you give yourself favorable second down yardage, and you move forward. But if that jet sweep don't work and guys stay home, you can lose yards on that thing quickly. Or it could break. But we've seen in most games our early plays have been stopped.
Yeah, I mean, not much has gone right, dude. Last night they had a chance to steal a win and they coughed it up late. That's just the reality. They didn't really play well enough. But you give up a 55-yard touchdown catch right when you had pulled ahead is about as bad as it gets. Now, credit to them, they did stop the two-pointer. Otherwise, that game would have been tied. I have significant notes from last night. At one point in the second quarter, B, my note to myself. Mm-hmm. So I take notes throughout the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
All I wrote was just an ass kicking early. Now, early doesn't mean that's how it has to go the whole time, but that was the slow starts, dude. I don't know what that is, but it is a problem. You're down 13-0 this week. You were down 10-0 last week. The Atlanta game was ugly early, and then defensively they couldn't get stops. I don't think that Chicago team's that good.
Watching that game last night, listen, I'm going to tell you, Washington's a better football team. Jaden's a better quarterback. But I'll just say this, the best team don't always win.
Right.
They just made less mistakes because when I was looking at that game early on, and even as he went through, I look at quarterback rating and all that stuff, and five was still better, even with the turnover.
Quick break from us. Let's open these phone lines up. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Who you mad at? Commanders now 0-2 in primetime with a lot more primetime games coming. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Check in with Jeffrey real quick. Jeff, you were at the game last night. What sense do you make of that coughed up win?
We have to stop with these slow starts. It just put too much on our defense. I couldn't even get mad at the defense because they were on the field majority of the game. And it just sucked the life out of the stadium, especially for people like myself who was telling Bears fans right before the game, it's still time to go buy some Commanders gear. And a lot of them saw me when I was leaving out yesterday.
And they let you have it?
Yes, they did. And I just stood there and took it because...
Did Adam Rank hit you up?
No. It just sucks that that was the way that we lost the game.
They gave it away, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plain and simple. Interesting question here, B. Our guy Curtis asks via Twitter, do you think Jaden Daniels' heroics from last season has the team thinking, okay, we have time, he'll bring us back as a reason for the slow starts?
No. I don't think you go into a game thinking, oh, we could start off slow, Jaden's going to bring us back. No, I don't think they're hitting on all cylinders.
Do you wonder, I just got a text from Heather, with the slow starts, they've won the toss a few times and defer to the second half.
Most people do that.
Certainly. But do you think when you're in a rut like this, maybe just take the ball and try to go score?
You may. I've seen those things happen.
I don't know. Deferring kind of, to me, makes the most sense. And Washington had it set up well. They missed the field goal. Otherwise, it could have been, you know, scores at the end and the beginning. But the slow starts are perplexing because it's consistent. And they tried to say it was a road issue, and then it happened at home.
Yeah. So you can write it off as a road issue till it happens at home. Now you have to find a way to address it because you find out it's an issue.
Right.
It's not something you can put a little word in front of it. It's an issue. So let's get it fixed.
Doing some blame pies. People are already on the phones. Russ is in Graysonville. Russ, what's your blame pie look like?
Hey, what's up, Finley? What's up, Mitch?
What's up, brother?
I'm wondering, I know they practice with, you know, wet balls. They're late in the game when the rain started to come back. You know, I don't know why. You know, I played quarterback in Pop Warner. We always had a towel as a quarterback to dry our hands. Not making any excuses. I know Jaden owned it, said he really wasn't focused. I just question why isn't shotgun third and one, man? He can run the offense from under center. I mean, the snap would be a little more secure, and I know it's easy to, you know, pick and choose, you know, and hindsight's 20/20. We could talk about the missed field goals, the inconsistency, but, boy, we are getting gassed on that run game. And there's got to be some accountability to Joe Witt because that tackling right now is atrocious. I mean, right now.
I think we lost my guy. It was a good call, though. Yep. Russ, you still there? All right, Russ is gone. Here's what we're going to do. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It is blame pie season. Last night was ugly. They gave away a winnable game. Who is to blame? Hit us up. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.